Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisani, and this is the evening news. The United States will relax the conditions to enter its territory, according to the announcement of the White House today. All vaccinated international travelers will be able to enter the United States from November, which ends the general travel ban imposed 18 months ago. The health pass may be extended beyond November 15th. The measure will be presented on October 13th in the Council of Ministers before being examined by Parliament. Meanwhile, the government implies that there is a possibility of alleviating health constraints in certain departments if the epidemic situation continues to improve. The territorial strategy was confirmed today by the Minister of Health, Olivier Véran. "I apologize, we will not forget," said Emmanuel Macron to the Archi. The head of state received this morning at the Élysée these veterans who were alongside the French army during the War of Algeria. He admitted that France had failed with regard to its duties toward them. Emmanuel Macron also promised a law of recognition and reparation that the government will present before the end of the year. Salah Abdeslam spoke again at the trial of the attacks of November 13, 2015. The only survivor of the murderous commando assured that the killing was inevitable, denouncing once again the airstrikes of France on Syria. The special court ended today with the examination of the reports of investigators at the various crime scenes. They want to cancel his indictment. Éric Dupond-Moretti's lawyers have filed a motion for nullity. The Keeper of the Seals is suspected of having taken advantage of his duties as Minister of Justice to intervene in cases in which he was previously a criminal lawyer. Éric Dupond-Moretti is prosecuted for illegal conflict of interest. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisani for English Waves.